Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Everybody good?
Yes.
As I look out across all these wild and crazy people. Jen brought up the word connect, and I'm telling you what, the enemy had a plan this last year to disconnect. Not only you, but the body of Christ, I mean, everybody in general, the world, there's power in unity. Go in a direction this morning, a little correction in all of us. I felt like, well, I couldn't get away from it, so it must be, if it's for one person, it's worth preaching. You can't connect if you judge, criticize, talk about people. Did you hear me? You know, because of the disconnection, everybody has their own attitudes and their own opinions of what everybody else is doing. They should be, they shouldn't be, they should be, they shouldn't be. Could you find that in Scripture for me? My opinion of this and my opinion of that. Nobody cares about your opinion. Everybody look up at me. I'm talking to me too. I've got a lot of Scripture this morning. I can't bring this kind of message across unless I've got a lot of Scripture to back up what I'm saying. Philippians 1:6 says, "For I am confident of this very thing." Everybody knows this Scripture. "He who began a good work in you will perfect it or complete it." It doesn't matter where we're at in our walk. It doesn't matter where your friend is in their walk. Number one, that's none of your business. Number two, he's going to complete it. You're not going to complete their work. Did you hear me? Your opinion and your ideas in your mouth is not going to fix them unless it's edifying and lifting up. Period. That's what the word says. The word doesn't say to call someone and give them your idea of what they should be doing. There's no place in the Scripture. Now, if you give them only Scripture, then you might be okay. But if your heart's not right, that's not even going to help. But stay with me this morning, because I want you to get to that place of understanding. It's God's business what's going on. So there's going to be an awakening in the church. The Scripture backs this up. It's coming. Now, is it coming right away? I feel like it's coming quicker than we are even going to imagine. I feel like there's going to be such a turnaround. I got to stand on the Scripture. The Bible says that God will not be mocked. And he has been mocked for well over a year now. He's been mocked forever, but it's gotten now to where it's blatant against the things of God. God's not going to put up with this. And God's going to bring this around. But we've got to be wise enough not to be used by the enemy to cause separation in that he's trying to pull together. There can't be an awakening. There can't be, unless we can understand that everybody, the person sitting next to you, I don't care if you've been married as long as like Doc and Betty, we're individuals. God is going to do the work. He is plenty big to get us where we need to be. I make mistakes every day. You make mistakes every day. We got to know that he's got this. Philippians 12:13, the New Living Translation says, "For it is God who is at work in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." See, he's got this. He's got everything that's going on in our lives, and he's taking care of this. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "We are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory." I've always liked that scripture, because why wouldn't we want to go from this place to the next place to the next place in what God's doing in our lives? Why wouldn't we want to follow what he's wanting us to? Well, we do that by following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I feel like we're going to be emphasizing his voice for a long time, because we've got to know his voice. We've got to hear his voice. I was talking to Lisa, and she said she felt like when she was working out at the gym, the Lord was speaking to her. That's how it's supposed to be all the time. He's always talking. We're just not always listening. Did you hear me? And I'll say again, I remember a time in my walk with the Lord that if someone come up to me and said, God told me, I would go, oh, really? Well, he does. I was never taught that he talks. I was never taught that he lives in me all the time. I was never taught that he's always with me. I was never taught that he always takes care of me. I was always taught that I had to do so he'd be happy. And if I messed up at all, he wasn't happy. That's totally contrary to the gospel. That's contrary to him. Now, if I blatantly pick to live in sin and do the things I know not to do, I'm going to reap what I sow. That's not God's doings. That's the enemy's taking advantage of what I've done. But he's always there to redeem me. He's always there to pull me out of that. He's always there. He's already forgiven me. He's already forgiven me. Even when I make a mistake, he has forgiven me. See, he's different than we are. We've got that ability, but we don't choose to use that ability. He's given that place of, well, they've hurt me, so I'm going to get them back. You don't go there. He's given me that ability. When somebody does that, it's an automatic forgiveness. It's in you. It's right here inside of us if you're a believer, and we can live in that. See, only God can change people. I can stand up here till I'm blue in the face and preach and preach and preach and preach and preach. You hear about this much, but the one that does the changing is God. Because until you get a revelation of the Word of God, you won't change. I won't change. I commented last week, I know that sugar's not good for me. I know that sugar's not good for any of you. But until I get the revelation of how bad sugar really is, I'm going to keep putting it in my coffee. Don't judge me for it. What do? That's my point today. How perfect are you that you're going to call somebody or talk to somebody or see somebody or just judge them outside of that? Just judge them because of what they're doing when you don't have a clue what they've walked through or what they've done or how they've been raised in life. You don't have a clue what's going on in their mind. You don't have a clue what God's doing. So who are you, Mr. or Mrs. Perfect? We can't have a togetherness, a unity. We can't have the body of Christ. We can't be connected. That's like we encourage those on the internet that can't be here to let us know so we can connect with them. Well, we can't connect with them if we criticize that they're staying home. If we criticize what's going on, or they go to the grocery store, at least they could come to church. Give me a break. We can't go there because that's not our place to be. That's not us. Are you anybody? We know it's Joe. I don't want to hear this today. Well, I'm sorry. It's what God put on my heart. And it's where we've got to go. We've got to recognize he's got this. Luke 6:41 says, and why worry about a speck? I'll never forget Dr. Craig taught this way, way back at the first church. And he brought styrofoam rocks. I mean, I'll never forget it. And I should have had him just come and preach this. Because I'm telling you, who's going to throw the first stone? This scripture that I'm reading talks about you're going to criticize someone that's got a little speck in their eye and you've got a log sticking out of yours. Get the log out of your eye before you even think about it. We've got to come to that place of recognizing, see, everybody, I don't care who you are, I don't care if it's your child that was raised under you, every individual sees everything in life different than you do. You are created totally unique in your way, so why wouldn't you see everything unique in your way? Could you imagine if everybody was like Jay? Or everybody was like Jeff. I'm talking everybody was. Every thought that you had was exactly what they had. Could you? What a boring. I mean, why would you even want to be connected to anybody? You know what they think. Why would I even want anybody around when they're going to be just like me? Doc said, I need to slow. I've had a little bit of in the lower back area for some reason. Doc said, well, you need to slow down a little bit. I told him all the things I've been doing. And then somebody comes in and says, yeah, what's it like to have a patient who won't even listen to you? Well, that's the way we are with God. Until we get a revelation, come on, of really what we're doing to ourselves when we're judging and criticizing other people about their life or their walk or whatever they're doing. I mean, you know, it's like we would judge another church because that church is doing something else and God's reaching people there. Or we're all created differently. I mean, get a hold of that and let God take care of that. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be who God's created. I know when I first started speaking, I was listening to all these messages of Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland and Joyce Meyer, and you just name it. Listen, you know, I can't be Kenneth Copeland. I can't be Kenneth Hagin. I don't want to be. I want to be who he's designed me to be. To do that, then I've got to listen to him, and sometimes I've got to not listen to you. Because see, I can, no matter what I speak, somebody that's listening to me will get mad. I've seen it for 30 years, so it's not going to change today. But on the flip side, I've had many that like what I have to say. I can't allow that one judgmental person. It's like sometimes people think that I'm at their house. And then I come up here and I preach on them. I'm not going to waste my study time for one person. Not. So if you're that prideful, get over it. Fact is, I just got to follow and listen and do and be me. So let me be me, and I'm going to try to let you be you. But I'm going to give you this. Now, if you choose not to use it, that's your problem. That's why I always loved working with kids about this tall, because they believe everything you tell them. Once they get a little taller, you might as well forget it. And when you get your age, most of you that are here, that's when I got the revelation. Guess who's going to change them? God. Not me. I'm just going to do my part. It's like the youth department. I've always told, back when Linda ran things, I always told Linda, and I've said it to Jenny, our job is only to seed them. Nothing more. We cannot make them. We cannot talk long enough to make them get it. We just got to love them, and plant seed. Love them, and plant seed. You don't have to take 2 hours to do it. You just love them, and plant. It's just all you do. God's responsible for them to grow up. They're going to go ahead and do things. Their youth especially, you're at that age where you're still crazy with hormones. You don't know if you're coming or you're going, and you're going to do things you don't mean to do. Your mind is crazy. Matter of fact, I'm 70 years old. My mind's still crazy. Let God have all of this. Let God come to the place of understanding. He's going to take care of you. See, our judgment does nothing but bring strife. 1 Corinthians 3:3 says, if envy and strife, are you not still carnal? Basically what it says, if you're causing any kind of envy or strife, are you not still carnal? Well, what's it mean by carnal? It means you're still living the old way. You're still so prideful that you get mad because it's not your way. Everybody here, listen. When you feel that rising up in you and you're getting mad, you are just full of pride. What, you mean I can't get mad? No, you didn't hear me. Of course we have the but you got to be able to go, no way. Why do you want to waste your time arguing with your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or anybody? Because you're just trying to get your way. That's all part of what I'm talking about. How in the world can we connect if you're going to say things and do things that's going to cause other people to get hurt? Let God have it. Give your opinion. Everybody has your opinion. Everybody has an opinion. But after you give your opinion, there's no sense trying to get married couples. Listen, let me help you. Well, I'm just not talking. Well, that ain't not, what you, until you get your way, then what good's that going to do? This is all part of what I'm talking about. See, we got to get to the place of recognizing God's got my husband, God's got my wife. I've told you time and time again with Connie and I, at very first we tried to change each other. We found real quick that did no good. Until the day she left me, we quit that. I'd laugh at her in craziness and she'd laugh at my craziness. I'd give my opinion, she'd give your opinion, and we'd just see which way God went with it. Most of the time she won. Because most of the time it was me that was a mess. Now the dog don't say anything, so I'm good. See, we got to recognize that God's got a plan for this, folks. He's wanting to take care of us. Philippians 2 verse 3 said, let each regard one another as more than ourselves. That's a big one. See, it's God's business, not ours. It's God's business how people are growing up in the Lord, not ours. It's God's business whether you like tuna or chicken. It's God's business if you like Chevys or Fords. It's God's business if I drive a Tesla and you don't. I've had people criticize me, that's one of them rich cars. You don't know the whole story, and it's none of your business. Anyway, it's pretty nice just to plug it in and drive past the gas station, so I kind of like that. See, we only know in part of why. Well, what about, why is that person doing that? I don't know. Well, don't they realize what it's going to do? No, or they wouldn't be doing it. Well, I need to help them, and it's none of your business. Now, the Bible does say if someone's sinning, that if you go with the right spirit and talk to them, but boy, you better check that spirit. Most of the time, I'm talking most of the time, our place. Is this too heavy for you all? It's real for all of us. It's real. Sometimes you got to just leave it alone because you want to get your thoughts, your ideas in it. See, you know, give everybody grace. Can I just say, that's really the simplest. Just give everybody grace. Just the way it's going to be. I'm just giving everybody grace. That's just the way it is. Titus 3:6 says, he generously poured out the Spirit upon us. See, God draws us by his goodness. I love that set of scriptures where it says that. He doesn't draw me by, I used to think that if I did good, he loved me. I used to think that I had to do better and better and better for him to get to more love. But I didn't realize that it's not that kind of love. The love he gives us and love he pours in our hearts, he does that because the goodness of God is what draws people to repentance. Oh my gosh, sugar's destroying me. When I get the revelation, I'm believing that someday the Lord's going, I'll probably go, I don't need any more sugar. Betty's, how many years, Betty? Did you just say, no, I'm done. 20, say that again. Years. Nona Shaw. How many years? 5 years, no sugar. She got the revelation. The rest of us got... You say, well, I'm not there yet. Cutting back, I used to like... I can remember at home with Mom and Dad, and you all maybe know this, you'd pour your Cheerios in, and you'd put your sugar... and your milk, and then when you'd get done, the sugar would still not be diluted in the bottom, and boy, you'd put it. Well, we didn't have the knowledge of how bad it was on us at that time, but we've got the knowledge of everything spiritually right here. Of what, you know, if I judge, I'll do what I judge. Oh my gosh, that's what it says. That's Revelation. You're the one that caused your problem. Because you chose to do something out of line with the word. Now, when you don't know it, it's different. But when you get the word and you know it, then it's totally, now it's your responsibility. And what you reap is what you sowed, you're going to reap. That's just the way it is. And we got to recognize God is a God of love. 1 John 4:9 said, the love of God was manifested in us that we might love through him. See, our place is to love everybody. Our place is to come to that of just accepting people who they are or where they are. We got to think, you know, I back years and years ago, I can remember the sermon title, Think the Best and Forget the Rest. It's really the best way to live. You'll find that things go better for you. Things go better for your marriage, go think better for your relationships. And how are we going to connect if we don't learn to forget those things that bother us? Just let those things go in your life and watch how much better your relationships go. Because relationship is drawing near and accepting them for who they are and helping them to walk through their hard times as you walk through your hard times. They're there with you. They're there to take care of you. 1 John 4:16 says, God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. See, it changes the whole atmosphere if we learn to just let it go immediately, to love them where they are immediately. But I don't like them. I didn't say you had to spend time with them. You just love them for where they're at. You just let those kind of things go. You just come to the place of understanding that God has got this whole thing. Romans 12:10 says to give preference to one another. What's that mean? Let them be right, but they're not right. One of the things Connie just always commented on, being a waitress for years and years and years and years and years, was the customer's always right. You run a restaurant, that's the way it's got to be. They won't come back. They're always right. Well, wouldn't that be better to be a Christian? And everybody else is always right. It's okay. You think God can't fix it if they're wrong? Now, you don't have to do what they're doing, but don't judge what they're doing. Come to the place of letting them see the light shining in you. I'll never forget Elias Malki always said he'd never criticize the other religions. He always just built a prettier building beside it. That was just his motto. I'm not going to cut the Muslims down. I'm just going to give them something that's better that they can see. And that's how we've got to live. Guys, you want to come on up? I'm going to close out. Let's let God have all of our problems. Let's let God have all of our friends. Let's let God have all of our relationships. Let's get back connected. Let's don't allow the enemy. This has been nothing but the enemy, folks. I'm telling you. You can tell right after the election and everything's where they wanted it, all of a sudden now all the restrictions start to get pulled off. Isn't that interesting? Let's don't allow them. Let's forgive them to start with, but let's don't allow them to keep us disconnected. Let's get back to living the way God wants us to be. He wants us to be together. Galatians 5:25 says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. You have the Spirit of God in you. Let's allow the Spirit of God to lead us and direct us. I'm going to put it on his tombstone when he crashes and gone from here. Just do the next right thing. I'll never forget when he said that. See, people influence by what they say and by what they do. And we've got to be at a place of being one that's influencing the right direction. Well, you can't, if you're born again, you've got everything you need. The cross has the final word. That cross is Christ living inside of you. Scripture I read at the beginning, Philippians 2:13 says, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Let's trust in God and let God have everything that's going on in our lives. Guys, are you ready?
Somebody say hallelujah. Now the rest of you who didn't say it, please. Hallelujah. Hey, I think we're going to get home after a while and start pondering this message and see how really important it is. Because I myself, I can't change anything. I might be able to go home and change my clothes after church or change my mind or something. I can't change Monica. I can't change a whole lot. I don't have the authority to do that. But God's given us a way to do that, amen. We can pray. I've heard a lot of people say doom and gloom for the next 4 years. How about if we say our president's going to have a born-again experience and he's going to live for God and it's going to turn around, amen? Isn't that much better than saying, no, we're going to have doom and gloom? Because I know somebody who is the way maker. He's a miracle worker. And he keeps his promises. His word is true and amen. Amen, church? And when we start singing this, it's just going to make sense. Even though I can't see it, you're working. Even though I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, God. You never stop working. Let's just lift that up to him this morning.
Rise up, church of the Most High God. Rise up out of the ash heap that the devil has tried to place on you. Rise up out of the ashes of disappointment. Rise up out of the ashes of fear. I have given you everything you have need of, my child, to walk in victory in the coming days. I would say to you that I have given you my armor, the armor of Almighty God. And so I would say to you, put on the helmet of salvation. You have the mind of Christ. And so I would say to you also, put on the breastplate of righteousness. You are my righteousness in Christ Jesus. And I would say to you, put on the shoes of peace. For you are to be peacemakers in this world. I would say to you, put on me. I would say to you, walk in my word. Cling to my word. Because my word will always do what I send it forth to accomplish. It will never return void. I am still on the throne. I have not fallen off, my child. I am still in control. And I will see you through. I will make you victorious, my child. Cling to me. Listen to me. Do what I say to do. Walk where I say to walk, and I will see you through.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. Never stop working, never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, never stop working. You never stop. You are the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who
In you, Lord, and we thank you for it. Father, thank you that we're going to let you have everybody because you've got us. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. If you need prayer for anything, the elders will be up front.